The New Yorker Radio Hour is supported by the Sympathizer podcast from HBO. From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr., The Sympathizer is the new HBO original limited series based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel of the same name. On The Sympathizer podcast, join host Philip Nguyen in conversation with the cast, crew, and author Viet Thanh Nguyen as they discuss the making of this historic series. Stream new episodes of HBO's The Sympathizer, Sundays exclusively on Max, and listen to The Sympathizer podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Roger, how did you get started collecting coins?
It happened simply because I saw so many on the street and thought I ought to keep track of this like a good scientist. Finding anything of value on the street is irresistible to me to pick up.
Now this to me from the distance looked like a penny. Did you immediately identify it as whatever it is?
It looks to me like, I don't want to get that close to it, but it looks to me like a piece of bubble gum that somebody has put down on the ground. It doesn't have the imprint of a coin.
I'm going to identify what it is. It's a button with a nail in it.
This is the New Yorker Radio Hour, a co-production of WNYC Studios and the New Yorker.
So one of the things about walking with Roger Pasquier is that his eyes are not always looking at you or looking ahead. What are you actually doing, Roger?
Very rude, of course, not to look at the person you're speaking with, but if you want to focus on coins as we are now, you have to be using your peripheral vision as well. And that means while I'm paying some attention to Nick or whoever my companion may be, I'm also looking in the gutter. And maybe we should trade places so I can be closer to the gutter and talk out of the left side of my mouth while I have a better view, because the gutter, despite its unattractive name, is the best place to find coins, because look at this sidewalk, how it rolls down. It's not even. Coins naturally seem to land there, and you find more there than on any other part of the street.
How much money have you found this year on the streets of New York?
Right now, my total is $36.52, and we'll see if this turns into a profitable walk.
Roger, I did not see those. So what has Roger just found?
Roger, first, his eye was attracted to the quarter and then saw that there was a dime next to it. And this happens pretty often, that there's more than one coin where you find them. So I'm going to pick them up.
Roger is walking into, it looks like, the parking lane next to the bicycle lane and picking up 35 cents, which I did not see and I was looking. Number one, you just picked up some valuable coins. 35 cents, that's very good for a day. Number two, you didn't get killed because they were in the parking lane. And there was a bicycle lane, so there was no risk. And number three, the cars were at a red light anyway.
Right, so all that was very good. And the interesting thing to me was that this quarter has lost most of its shine, but still there was enough to make it distinguishable from a bottle cap. And the delight, once you got closer, was to find this very shiny dime next to it. And so when you find them, you do have to remember to look carefully around, because there could well be others that your eye isn't spotting immediately.
There are lots of people who believe that finding a coin gives them good luck. Do you believe that?
Perhaps it does for them. For me, the coin is the luck.
So what is your advice for young coin hunters?
Always hold your mother's hand when you're crossing the street.
What is your advice for someone who's 25 years old, who's just moved to the city, loves the idea of hunting for coins? What should they do?
I know millennials are said to have all kinds of special problems these days. I hope the satisfaction of finding coins can counter some of the frustrations that are said to be intrinsic to your age group.
That's not very helpful, Roger.
To them or to you?
Roger, is global warming good or bad for coin hunting?
I think it's bad. First, it's going to put some of Manhattan underwater, but more importantly or more regularly, it's going to reduce the amount of time during the year that people are wearing gloves and are having more trouble holding on to their coins. Good for you, Nick.
I've just found a penny underneath a little flower box here with some boxwoods. Lovely.
Outside a cafe.
So I have a 2,000 penny, so I now have 1 cent and you have 35. 34 to go. So, Roger, why did you miss that? Is it because I'm a better coin hunter now?
I think because I was trying to answer your difficult question. I will go for a nickel on this.
Actually, a quarter. Let's try another one.
That has a completely unmetallic sound, certainly not as high as a dime, and without the richness of that quarter. So for that, I would say a penny.
Yes, correct.